real people do personal development, they realize you have to make self-improvement a way of life. And the reason you make self-improvement a way of life isn't because you have to heal from something once in a while. It's because life is hard. Honor that as a challenge for how you're going to show up.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When life is difficult, how do I show up? That question and your answer is your wealth, more than anything you're gonna learn about AI, more than anything you're gonna do in your local neighborhood. Leaders, who knows what I'm talking about in this room? That simple question, when things are difficult, how am I going to show up? You know how I'm gonna show up? I'm gonna be centered, I'm gonna be calm, I'm gonna be cool, I'm gonna be thoughtful. I'm gonna learn, I'm gonna ask questions, I'm gonna call my mentors, I'm gonna work through it. I'm gonna go for a walk. I'm gonna breathe. I'm gonna meditate. I'm gonna make sure I'm not fueling my body with stuff that shuts me down. I'm going to make sure that life's inevitable difficulties, I'm showing up ready. Ready, you're training right now. You're not the victim of this market. You're training for the market. You're training. You're training for the dips. You're training for the ups. You're in training mode. That's personal development. Real people do personal development. They realize you have to make self-improvement a way of life. And the reason you make self-improvement a way of life isn't because you have to heal from something once in a while. It's because life is hard. Honor that as a challenge for how you're gonna show up. When you talk to your teams, it's hard. Let's challenge ourselves. How are we gonna show up? How are we going to choose to meet this? What's our mindset? What's our behaviors? Here's an interesting thing, which I was stunned by, and does apply to Vegas a little bit. When high performers are struggling, the market changes, something goes wrong, the industry switches. All around the world, they have a tendency to do something so simple that the leaders will probably applaud me when I tell you, you all have to do this. They double down on the fundamentals. That's what you gotta do. Everyone say it with me. Double down on the fundamentals. You already know what works, but you're given 3 months to this. Fundamentals. And if that sounds offensive, I'm a high performance coach. I gotta give you that edge. We gotta get our edge back. We got a bunch of people moping and complaining, living in the old world, the wrong time zone. Yesterday, last year, 5 years ago, the market was so great. Oh, I like the 80s. Can't we go back to the 80s? Oh God, bring me back to the 90s. No, we're here. How will you meet it? Don't bemoan the struggle. Take it as a challenge. Everyone say, I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah, here. You're gonna meet it well. I'm gonna meet it well. In 2009, I saw my father meet the last part of his life well. He was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. They gave him 7 days to survive. He was a gunnery sergeant in the Marine. We got some military service people. If you're retired or active service, would you please stand up and get recognized by this audience right here, ladies and gentlemen? Let's go. Hoorah. Let's go. Thank you. Old Gunny, he made it 59 days. They gave him 7. And you know what he had for 59 days? A great attitude. You know what he had as he's spitting up blood from the cancer treatment? A great attitude. When they wheeled him out of that hospital to bring him home for hospice, the nurses cried because he'd made them laugh so much. He made friends there. You see, we all go through hardship, but how are we gonna show up through it? Can we show up with a good attitude? How you are gonna show up these next couple years, that's your wealth. And I don't just mean the wealth of your market sales. I mean the wealth of your spirit and your soul. Your character honors you. And that thing to fight for, your family, your career, your business, your movement, your reputation, your leadership, it changes the game when you have it. It's a different performance edge when you're aware of it. Because I'd come home and I'd write. And that was my writing desk before the first book comes out. And that's the whole apartment. and it was tough. I went broke during that time. Girlfriend's apartment. My laptop, I got to turn in 30 days because I'm renting it. And the apartment's so small that the bed became my extended desk, and not this picture captioning, but usually on the bed was all of my research, other books, my vision boards, my bills, you know, my drawings, my journals, everything was on the bed. And one night, my girlfriend comes in, Denise, and I'm typing along and pretending to write, and she comes in, and she doesn't want to disturb me as I'm pretending to do the work. So she comes over, kisses me goodnight, walks around the bed, and goes to get under the covers of the bed. So I'm typing along, I watch her get under the covers of the bed, but she gets under the covers of the bed on the section of the bed where my bills are and my bankruptcy papers are. So I'm typing along, faking the work, look over, and I see my love sleeping under the weight of my bills. literally. And it was just like, it was like a heartbreak I had never felt. Because none of us want our own inaction to be the cause of financial difficulty or distress in our family. None of us want our own inaction, our own inability to engage and actually do the work to cause distress for our families. But that's what happens when you fake it. When you're not doing the work, you got the license, you got the thing, but you're not even doing the foundation of it. You're cheating yourself and you're cheating your family, and that is the hardest thing to sit with. That's the heartbreak. When you realize you not being a high performer hurts the people you love. Some people say, don't say that to people, Brendan. You know, we got to talk about, you know, softer things. I'm like, but that's the difference with high performers. They have the performance edge that goes from, I'm fighting for somebody. I know people need me. It's this thing I have next to my computer. It says this next to my computer. It's a card. Every day ask, who needs me on my A game? Why is it necessary that I show up and serve with excellence today? And for me, it was Denise. I said, my love is not gonna sleep under my bills ever again. I'm gonna make something of myself. I'm gonna learn how to do this. And I was starting small, you know? I was starting small, but that night when I saw her sleep, let me tell you what, she went to bed, I saw that, I felt the heartbreak, and I typed, man, and I typed all night, all the next night, all the next night, all the next day, all the next day. I didn't need green tea and croissants. I typed, and I typed, and I typed, and I typed, and 18 days later, boom, book comes out. Boom, bestseller. Nah, boom, another bestseller. Boom, another bestseller. Boom, another bestseller. Boom, another bestseller. 6 best-selling books around the world. Later on, I get to take one of those books, Motivation Manifesto, and do an interview with Oprah Winfrey. And then later on, she's launching a book, so she invites me out, and I get to bring Denise, the girl who believed in me. And we got to stand there in her backyard, and she's launching her book, and we're helping her, and we're with all the big fancy celebrities, none of them from Montana. And we're having a grand old time, and Oprah comes over, and she shares something that changed my life. And I was so happy Denise got to see it because she said something very nice. But then she says, I said, yeah, thank you so much for the interview on Motivation Manifesto. She says, oh yeah, it's still on my bedside table upstairs. And I was like, wow. From a kid faking it next to the bedside to the bedside table book selection of Oprah Winfrey. It's like an impossible, raise your ambition. Then I started doing events. That's my first event. No one ever believes me because they've seen me do all these things throughout the country. So there's the other angle. No one ever believes. I'm like, no, that's the whole room because here's the other angle. That's the whole room. I think 20 people came half paid. Out of the 20, I counted my mom and the lady I was asking to help and volunteer to help me and the guy who brought in the water. Every time he came in, I counted him too. Don't you worry. Then it got bigger and it got bigger and it got bigger. And then, you know, the arenas. And then the best part about it, though, is she stayed with me. We just celebrated our 15th year. You don't know how things are going to change when you finally engage and fight for something. You're fighting for your reputation. You're fighting for the brokerage. You're fighting for your sister. You're fighting for your brother. You're fighting for the legacy of your dad or your grandparent or your mother. You're fighting for somebody. And if you don't connect that in the morning, you fell into selfie culture, not service culture. You fell into here, into me, into how am I doing? Am I okay? And by the way, that's important. That's one stage, right? There's a huge mental health element to high performance, but there's two sides of that coin of success. Self-care, self-mastery, personal development, and the other side, service, fighting for people. If you don't like the word fight, then love for somebody. Love for somebody. Show up and love that day. Love for somebody. Give. Care for your kids. Love for somebody. You got to do that. It's hard today because we're so distracted. And that's why number 3, you got to get your mind back. You got to get your mind back. the highest paid people in the world gather together every day to code some algorithm to steal your attention and your time, and people don't understand how bad it's gotten. Did you know this country here in the United States of America, the average adult spends 2 hours a day on social media? Not posting, not creating, not building business like we do in this room, but just dumb consumption. Just swiping and scrolling. And here's the four things that happen when you do that. Number one, every swipe is making you a more judgmental person. Why are our marriage being ripped apart? Why are our families being ripped apart? Because every swipe is a judgment. The judgment is this worth my attention? Is this worth my time? Do I like this? Is it worth the heart? Is it worth the like? Is it worth the share or bookmark? Every single thing that you do this is a judgment. And guess what? You're hard coding it every time. And most of you do it 1,100 times a day. You swipe up or down, left or right, 1,100 times, you just code a judgment. The second thing is doing all that, you're coding comparison. How am I doing versus her? Oh, look at her house, look at her market, look at her outfit. You're coding comparison. This is why division is growing in the country. I'm not like them. Look at those rich people. I don't like this, because it's all about comparison. The third thing we know is it's destroying your mental health over time. And the fourth thing for business owners you need to know, it just stole, on average, 3 months of your year. People don't do the math on this, so try this with me. You guys, your agents, you're better math than I am. Let's just assume you do 1 hour of dumb consumption, right? Forgive the language, but you know, you're just kind of, a lot of you do it in the morning. You wake up, you're like, all right, that's not the best way to start your day. Judgment, comparison. I want you to lay around, think about your dreams, not on your phone, in your brain, in your heart. But what most people do, that hour, let's just take an hour. 1 hour a day, consumption. 1 hour a day does what? Well, at the end of the week, how many hours? 7 hours. Oh my God, entrepreneurs, you need some help. How many hours? Okay, you got it? 1 times 7 is? No, you just follow along, trust me. 7, you lost 7 hours. You know, a high performer, 7 hours is a work day. Anyway, I mean, who can crush it in 7 hours? You give me 7 hours, I will sell this whole city. You know what I'm saying? Like 7 hours, I mean, if you're focused, you know, you gotta pick up the kids. I mean, 7 hours, you can crush it in 7 hours, but you lost that 7 hours that week. No big deal, Brendan. But the problem is 7 times 4 is? Whoa. In 1 month, 7 times 4 is 28. 28 hours. Man, now you're that's almost a work week for a high performer. That's almost a whole week. You give me 28 hours, woo! Who can crush it in 28? I know this room, you're here. I know you're here. If you don't think you can crush it in 28 hours, raise your ambition. Now what? Well, no big deal, Brendan. It's just 28 hours. Yeah, but the problem is 28 times 2 is what? 56. So 56 hours in 2 months. 56 plus 28 is? 56 Never ask a Vegas morning edition math. You know what? It's a whole lot. 56 plus 28 is 84 hours. 84 hours. That's a lot. That's a lot. So 84 hours are lost, but I lied to you. I only asked you to do 1 hour a day. The average American is doing 2. 160 hours divided by an 8-hour work week. Oh, we got a problem. Most people, I don't have time. Oh, you have time, but you're giving it away to somebody else and something else that is not serving you. Now, the problem is, you know, I'm telling the story here. We didn't just lose 160 hours. Because the average American also watches 3 hours of television. 3 hours of television. So on average, the average American loses 3 months of 8 hour days when you do the math. 3 months, 8 hour days. Whoa, 12 weeks of 8 hour days gone. Now, by the way, everyone always gets mad at me. Don't take away my Netflix. I'm like, you can do it. Just know the cost and don't say the market's bad. Know the cost of your time. Know that they're making you do that. Know that you're becoming judgmental and comparison driven and it's stealing from you. It's why it's so hard to succeed. Because when you give 3 months, everyone's always like, Brendan, how'd you become successful in your genre? I go, I get three more months a year than most people. I get three more months a year. Now I know everyone who hates productivity, oh my God, are you a machine? Is all you do work? And I was like, no, but most of what I do is my purpose. Most of what I do is serve people. Most of what I do is try to inspire people. Do I enjoy some wine or some movies or times out with friends and family? Absolutely, because you know what? I got three more months with family than most people. I got three more months of work and purpose. I got three more months to work out. I got three more. How are you so joyous? Where do you get the energy? I'm like, because I'm not wasting it there. Energy can build. You can build your energy by not just blindly consuming. Can anyone understand what I'm saying and give me an amen on a weekday? Yeah. Turn to the person to the right, shake them, say, get your mind back. Shake them, get your mind back.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community,
and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.